No, we really do. Tonight, one of the true American geniuses is with us, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
And my next guest has done a lot to disown the phrase living legend, but there's nothing he can do. He is. He can hardly escape it. Louis Armstrong, I guess, was one of the greatest single forces in bringing jazz when it was a rarely, not a very well-known art, bringing it out of New Orleans and making it internationally famous. He's just one of the great giants of all time in the field. And would you welcome, please, the most adulated of all jazz men, the real and original Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friend said you to make me sing another song. Good luck, maybe with you, and may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, dear. Love your mama, someday you'll be sorry for brothers as a mother. The way you treated me was wrong. Honey, I was the one who taught you all. Your little old friend said you'll make me sing another song. Mama, good luck, may be with you. And may your future you won't fear. Dear, there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Mama, someday you'll be sorry. Your future you want to be, dear. ever be another. They treat you like a villain. Broken record. Take it dates, take on a swing, take it on down, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, someday, baby, I'd say it, but we're going out now.
Mr. Armstrong.
Yes, sir.
Very nice to see you.
Oh, very nice to be here with you, Pops. You know, like I said, I was digging you all last summer down in, down in San Antonio, Texas.
We were in Texas once together. Yes, well, we go back a long way together.
No, but I was playing at this big fair, the Centennial Fair,
yeah.
And you was on this same program, but you came in the daytime.
That's
and
right.
And I used to catch you every morning when I was eating breakfast, getting ready to... to blow, you know, over to the...
You saw me in the... You sat in front of a TV set and watched me?
Well, yeah, well, sure.
I can't imagine that.
Every morning, Lucille, my wife, would turn it on, and while I was, you know, getting ready for the people there with this, this jive, and I'd dig you, and I'd then go on and do my show. Every day I did it.
So I've been, in other words, a major part of your career.
That's right. I never did miss him. I was right on him there, you know.
I'm glad to hear that.
And he had some good cats with him, and... You had your boy there on the drums, too. He's leading the band.
Yes, he's learning to keep time.
Well, can he make time?
Well,
that's all I
was
saying. You look like a good boy.
I don't know if we'll ever find out or not.
You hear every time you get there, anyway.
He's all right, I guess.
Okay, but...
How's your lip feel?
Oh, they're percolating, you know what I mean?
They're percolating?
Yeah. Well, you know, the doctor told me I could blow a couple of hours every day before that supper, you know. You see, I always practice on empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I get to that table, I could do that food some justice, you know.
Of course.
So every day, a couple of hours, I just blew with my tapes. I had a chance to pick up all my tapes by resting, you know. And, and I had a lot of things that I recorded from all over the world, concerts and things. You know, just blow with them, you know, maneuver them to... Trying to make them a little flexibility for that, you know.
Yes.
And then it was nice because I had a chance to... pick up on some shows that I had forgot I taped at home when I used to catch Tallulah Bankhead, which had those radio programs there with
the
all
big show
big stars and
the big show, yes,
all the
right.
Great shows.
Yeah.
Well, I got every one of those tapes, and I had a chance to listen and then write a lot of fan mail, you know, all over the world.
You were fanning yourself as you said fan mail.
And I thought I had a good time, just enough between the time to rest and...
Yeah.
Do little thing at home that was important, you know. And I got some shows myself, and premieres, and I went to a lot of tributes to different fine people and schools. I had nice little chats with kids and things.
Yeah.
So I had a nice little rest, and I'm ready.
You really keep moving.
Yeah, now I'm ready to get back on the mound, and it'll be nice.
Well, I'm sure that your appearance here tonight is going to be a terrific break for you.
Yeah, let the folks let them know that I'm still in circulation. And
your name will be famous when you leave here.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll buy that.
I noticed there was I don't know if it's true all over the country, but right after you played in the studio here, at least on the monitor, there was a Lawrence Welk promo, what we call a promo for the Lawrence Welk show. Have you ever caught the Lawrence Welk show?
Yeah, I catch none. He comes on Saturdays. I catch him.
Comes on
you
Saturday.
You know, he had a boy from New Orleans playing clarinet in his band at one time.
He used to work with you.
Pete Fountain. He's from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
He's played with Lawrence.
I didn't know he worked with Lawrence.
Oh, no, early days.
We have to go away for a moment. When we come back, I want to get a couple more things to ask you if you got the time. Okay, we'll be back.
Dick Cavett Show with Louis Armstrong, Dr. Charles Ehlenfeld, Ann Landers, and Vicki Maimon will return after station identification.
Speaking with the great Mr. Armstrong, There are a lot of rumors, not rumors, I mean various versions of what Satchmo means, and I've never known what the true one is. Can you clear that up for us?
Well, it's a nickname that I picked up when I first went to England. It was in 1932, my first trip over there. And, you know, in New Orleans, all the musicians had different nicknames and everything. Quite naturally, at that time, my name was Satchel Mouth.
Satchel Mouth?
Yeah, you know, like Satchel, the doctor's valise or something like that, Satchel.
Yeah.
So everybody went to Satchel, so long, Satchel. And when I get to England and landed at Plymouth, this editor of the Melodymaker magazine, you know, that's the musician's Bible over there, he's strictly English, so he come up to me and he said, hello, Satchmo. See? So I said, well, hello, Daddy. Never heard that before. So I didn't say anything to him, but I went to my trombone man who just had joined me from Paris, and I said, this cat called me Satchmo, and my name is Satchmouth. He said, the man thought you had more mouth, that's why, you know, so I was...
And that's where Satchmo was born, I see. No. And that person turned out to be the King of England, right? You've entertained for several crowned heads.
I blew one for him and said, this one's for you, Rex, you know.
Yes, that...
Still did that.
That rocked the empire a little, wouldn't it? I remember.
You know, we went into, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
He liked that, eh?
Oh, he loved it.
Speaking of dead, do they still play funerals in the South? The bands still play
sure.
at the funerals? How old is that,
people
that tradition?
People still dying there, you know what that is. They play beautiful music for the funerals, you see, because they play like Closer Walk and Nearer My God to Thee, and everybody's blowing from the heart going to the cemetery.
The band marches to the cemetery.
Yeah, real slow, and that bass drum got that beat, and the wife's crying, and everybody, you know. But when they put that brother in the ground, and... the reverend said, ashes, and dust to dust, and the snare drum player will take that handkerchief off the snares where he had deadened it for the funeral march.
Uh-huh.
And he takes off the snares, then he, and the bass drum, jing, 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 or didn't he ramble, and everybody comes to get together, swinging to go back to the hall. they rejoice the dead in New Orleans, yes. And before the funeral, the night before, they have a wake.
Yeah.
And they wake the brother, you know. And they have a wake. They lay him out in they lay him in chapels now. But at this cat's home, they got him laid out so all the neighborhood people could come in and lay off for him. And go right in the back and have a little nip.
I see.
And then the next one come in like that and kept it rocking all night, you know.
Yeah. Do they ever hear a voice from the other room suddenly say one more time?
Well, I'll tell you what did happen. And I've heard Bill Robson. I told him about what happened one night, and he went right on the stage and told it. I was telling him about this one fellow that was laid out there, and he was the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody viewed the body, but... the Elks had a night to come in, and they reviewed the body. One little fella was last. He put his hand on Brother Jones' forehead, and everybody's in the kitchen now, but to him, Brother Jones' forehead was a little warm. And
really?
he didn't understand that. But anyhow, he went into the kitchen, and he told Mrs. Jones, he said, you know, and she's crying like mad, man. He said, look here, Miss Jones. I just put my hand on Brother Jones' forehead, and it was kind of warm to me. And she stopped crying and looked up at him and said, hot or cold, he's going out of here tomorrow. wonderful sense of humor them people have.
Yeah.
Incidents, you know.
You're going to be 70 on the 4th of July, is that right?
Well, yes, sir. Nice.
You're getting up there with Duke Ellington.
Yeah, how about that?
He was just 70.
He's just 70.
Yeah.
You'll be 71 when I get 70.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't stay at him if it kills him. That's my man, though. That's my
you like him, do you?
Yeah.
I heard that you like Guy Lombardo.
Yeah, always did. From the first time he played in Chicago, 68 in Cottage Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always say it's the sweetest music, and he's still blowing beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's him. Anytime you got that one certain something, hear a note and say, that's so-and-so the case, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my first record of Sweet Ensemble Red came right from Guy Lombardo's blowing. We used to go sit in, Zooty Single, and I used to go sit in with the band out there and play two by two right along with them.
Do you have all your records? I mean, there are some that are priceless. I know the old Armstrong records can't be bought.
I don't know about priceless, but I got every record I ever made.
You do have,
because
so
I put them on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that ain't nobody going to sit on them and say, excuse me. Or
they do it.
No,
I
got it.
Get it?
I ain't going to go with that.
Has anybody ever asked you what your voice changed from?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Before I married Lucille, I was married before. And I got a divorce one morning in Chicago about 10 o'clock. And I'd been out with the cats, you know. We just run, doing all the spots and everything. So I got to appear before this judge. So he called me up there and asked me a couple of questions. And I said, yeah, judge, some sort of case and everything. So he looked at me and said, look here, boy. If you got a cold? I say, no, George, it's just a sawmill voice my fans say I have. And he said, yuck, 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 yuck. Divorce granted, he gave it to me.
It's a terrific. I hate, you should never do another comedian's joke, but Woody Allen used to say that he once met a girl. He said, this is a little hard to grasp, but her face resembled Louis Armstrong's voice.
Ow!
Did you ever hear that?
No, but it sounds pretty.
Yeah, it certainly is. Can you explain jazz when people ask for a definition of what jazz is, the way they do so often?
It's kind of hard to just explain it to anybody. I mean, they think in the olden days, when they used definition of jazz, the piano player would throw the stool over to the drummer and the trumpet player would twirl his. That's the idea in the early days. But they come out of it. And so when it comes to messing around, ask me a lot of things, I say, well, listen, if you got to ask about it, forget it. And I just wouldn't go into it no more.
Yeah.
But you play the jazz from the soul. I mean, that's why it'll never die out.
From the soul.
Yeah. And all the new singing and all what's coming, that's the essence of what we did in the old sanctified churches. And, like to say, old soup warmed over, you know, but it's nice.
They used to think it was immoral, jazz, didn't they?
Well, they used to think a whole lot of things was immoral, as you call it. But now...
I'm not one of the people who says that.
But, I mean, it took time, you know, like they had a song, it takes time, and now you realize every book you find now is something about the nice. I'm just reading a story now about Bessie Smith, and they're just now realizing the beautiful things she did, and she's been dead a long time, you know, just singing them blues, man. In those days, they just thought of something loud and bad, you know.
Stay right where you are. We'll be back in you too after this message. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to have you here and know that you're going back on the road, and not only on the road, you're going all over Europe and
all over the world, you know, and all my fan mail to say we're waiting for you, Satch, and makes you feel good, and they know I'm coming back.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to it. You know,
I read a review the other day of the new Hello Dolly with Streisand, and this review said that there's a segment in the film where you and Streisand do a thing together, which said is so great that the rest of the film just can't support it. It should be taken out and put in a museum. And we have a bit of that here. Maybe we can take a look at it now. It may lose something on the smaller screen, but let's roll it anyway.
Hello,
look who's here,
Dolly. This is Louis.
Hello, Louis.
Dolly.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Louis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still glowing. You still crowing. You still
going strong.
I feel the room.
Boom.
And the band
plays
one of our favorite songs.
Remember it
so.
It was my favorite.
Show some snap that find an empty love.
Yeah.
Darling, if I go away again.
Well,
the movie is a little wider than our screen, and we couldn't quite get Barbara
right
in there, but...
I got a good idea of it.
How'd you like her?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a nice person. Very easy to work with, you know.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. So I like to say, man.
Why do you use the handkerchief all the time?
Well, to mop my brow, you know.
Yeah.
And the old-timers, you know, when they blow it, a little trinkle, you know, things like that, to make the notes nice and moist.
Yeah.
And then when we was kids, we'd go to a dance, you know, and the cast never did take the hat off, no hat, and they just put it on the back of the head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk to the chick in the corner and just mop the brow while they're jiving the chick in. Oh, kept it in, you know.
You've certainly made perspiration fashionable, I must say. Glamorous, I
it's
might
better,
say.
Yeah, it's better than trying to wipe it with your sleeves and all.
Yes, more class. Is it true that you carry your mouthpiece with you, or is that
just
legend?
Yes, I keep my mouthpiece in my rear pocket.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody might steal it, and then I don't want to forget it. I might want to play sometime. It's easy to pick up a player's horn, but the mouthpiece is all different. Everybody got different mouthpieces.
I didn't realize they were so different.
Yeah, even if you catch a horn full of hamburgers, a lot of cats don't clean their horn. You got a chance with your own mouthpiece, you know.
Full of hamburgers?
Well, I mean, a lot of them cats been making them one night, so they ain't got time to clean their horn. I clean mine every night. Yeah, man, you go blow a horn and your neck swell up as if you wonder what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And then you clean it out and you overblow it, you know. So I keep my mouthpiece all the time. My salve, you know, all the time.
Your salve, what is your salve?
Well, it's a lip salve was made by a trombone player in Germany, a man in Germany, and I've been using it a long time. Because they don't pick up and carry and all that, but it helps to keep your lips from getting too hard. And like all the time I was off, you know, I kept my salve on every night I went to bed and when I wasn't playing. And
do other musicians use this, or is this your own practice?
Well, it was, but they figured it was too soft or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I just bought it all up and kept it for myself.
There's a rich man in Mannheim, Germany, just because...
Well, no, he wasn't a rich man because... It wasn't but 25 cents a can, you know. But I don't know, the musicians didn't think much of it over here. So they
what's it called, in case somebody...
They call it...
Oh, you really do have it.
I keep it. I'm never without it, man. If you hold me up, that's all you're going to get is lip salve. And it's called Ansatz Cream, but I've been using it for so many years name on it.
It's now called Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, you see that?
The man knew he was onto a good thing and changed the name.
But I told him, I don't want no royalties or nothing. Just keep making it. That's all I want, you know.
Yeah.
And his name is Franz Schuritz from Mannheim, Germany.
Right.
And I've been using that ever since late 20s. You don't need your glasses to read that out, do you? Or
no.
You want me to read it?
Rubbing your lips before sleeping time, also during the day, by numbness of the lips... Rub them in instantly. By numbness? This is translated
numbness,
from the German.
Yeah.
Every trumpet player will have the highest results by using Louis Armstrong's lip salve.
That's right.
Somewhere in Germany, Mr. Schertz doesn't realize he's sponsoring a television show today.
Well, no.
But
no.
Will you sing for us again when we come back?
Well, yes, I will.
Great. Okay, we'll be back after this. Before we get to Dr. Ehlenfeld and a transsexual and Ann Landers, we have the great Louis Armstrong here for a few moments more, so he's going to do his thing for us. Go.
Give me a little kissy, baby. Sweet little missy, give me a little kissy, baby. Honey, baby, so far I could really go for you, dear. Looking very kissy, little missy, have no fear. Speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, baby, don't be late. Pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, baby, I can't wait. Give me a little kissy, baby. Give me a little kiss. I'll be your loving kissing bow.
tied together.
Black and white together. Black and white together. Black and white together. Oh, in my heart I do believe that we shall overcome someday.
You still
going strong.
I feel the room swing and the band play. One of our favorite songs. They bang me.
I remember it
so.
It was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas. Find old empty love.
Yeah.
Darling, my heart go away again.
The movie is a little wider than our screen, and we couldn't quite get Barbara
right.
in there, but...
I got a good idea of it.
How'd you like her?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a nice person. Very easy to work with, you know.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. So I like to say, man.
Why do you use the handkerchief all the time?
Well, to mop my brow, you know. And the old-timers, you know, when they blow it, a little trinkle, you know, things like that to make the notes nice and moist.
Yeah.
And then when we was kids, we'd go to a dance, you know, and the cats never did take the hat off, no how, and they just put it on the back of the head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk to the chick in the corner and just mop their brow while they're jiving the chick in. Oh, kept it in, you know.
You've certainly made perspiration fashionable, I must say. Glamorous, I
it's
might
better,
say.
Yeah, it's better than trying to wipe it with your sleeves and all.
Yes, more class. Is it true that you carry your mouthpiece with you, or is that
just
legend?
Yes, I keep my mouthpiece in my rear pocket.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody might steal it, and then I don't want to forget it. I might want to play sometime. It's easy to pick up a player's horn, but the mouthpiece is all different. Everybody got different mouthpieces.
I didn't realize they were so different.
Yeah, even if you catch a horn full of hamburgers, a lot of cats don't clean their horns. You got a chance with your own mouthpiece, you know.
Full of hamburgers?
Well, I mean, a lot of them cats been making them one night, so they ain't got time to clean their horn. Not clean mine every night. Yeah, man, you go blow a horn and your neck swell up as if you wonder what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And then you clean it out and you overblow it, you know. So I keep my mouthpiece all the time, my salve, you know, all the time.
Your salve? What is your salve?
Well, it's a lip salve was made by a trombone player in Germany, in Mannheim, Germany, and I've been using it a long time because they don't pick up and carry and all that, but it helps to keep your lips from getting too hard, and like all the time I was off, you know, I kept my salve on every night I went to bed and when I wasn't playing. And
do other musicians use this, or is this your own practice?
Well, it was, but they figured it was too soft or something like that, so I just bought it all up and kept it for myself.
There's a rich man in Mannheim, Germany, just because...
Well, no, he wasn't a rich man, because it wasn't but 25 cents a can, you know. But I don't know, the musician didn't think much of it over here, so they
What's it called, in case somebody...
They call it,
Oh, you really do have it.
I keep it, I'm never without it, man. Mm-hmm. You hold me up, that's all you're going to get is lip salve. You know? And it's called Ansatz Cream, but I've been using it for so many years,
oh,
put
look
my
at that.
Name on it.
It's now called Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, you see that?
The man knew he was onto a good thing and changed the name.
But I told him, I don't want no royalties or nothing. Just keep making it. That's all I want, you know.
Yeah.
And his name is Franz Schuritz from Mannheim, Germany.
Right.
And I've been using that ever since late 20s. You don't need your glasses to read that out, do you? Or
no.
You want me to read it?
Rubbing your lips before sleeping time, also during the day. By numbness of the lips, rub them in instantly. By numbness? This is translated
numbness,
from the German.
Yeah.
Every trumpet player will have the highest results by using Louis Armstrong's lip salve.
That's right.
Somewhere in Germany, Mr. Schertz doesn't realize he's sponsoring a television show tonight.
Well, no.
But will you sing for us again when we come back?
Well, yes, I will.
Great. Okay, we'll be back after this. Before we get to Dr. Ehlenfeld and a transsexual and Ann Landers, we have the great Louis Armstrong here for a few moments more, so he's going to do his thing for us. Go.
Give me a little kissy, baby. Sweet little missy, give me a little kissy, baby. Honey, baby, so far I could really go for you, dear. You're looking very kissy, little missy, have no fear. Speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, speedy up, baby, don't be late. Pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, pucker up, baby, I can't wait. Give me a little kissy, baby. Give me a little kiss. I'll be your loving kissing bow. Speedy up, baby, don't be late. Buckle up, buckle up, buckle up, buckle up. Honey, I can't wait. Oh, break it, missy. Give me a little kissy, baby. Papa, don't say. I'll be your loving kissing boy. Yes, give me a little kiss. I'll be your loving kissing boy.